Dr. Javier is calling to educate again on Michael Young, M-I-C-H-A-E-L Young, Y-O-U-N-G, birthday 11-12-61, dictation 7-18-24, patient seen today for follow-up of NBA, not seen since last visit, end of May, has been going to physical therapy, seen today with complaints of no change, states he still has bad neck and back pain, unimproved with physical therapy, states that Robaxin is making him drowsy, so he hasn't been taking it, says gabapentin seems to be helping, states that neck pain is increased when he hyperextends his neck, relieved by normal position, states that back pain is severely increased when he, correction, before to go back, describing neck pain, describes neck pain as 7 over 10. Back pain, states back pain is severely increased when he sits up from sitting position to 10 over 10. Relieved some after standing and slowly ambulating, decreasing to 7 over 10. Relieved by sitting and reclining. Review of symptoms, otherwise non-contributory, past medical history, non-contributory, social family history, non-contributory, physical sim, general appearance, patient appears to be in mild distress, head out of serious nose and throat within normal limits, neck with painful hyperextension, with minimal palpable tenderness to lower spine or paracervical area, with painful lateral rotation and flexion, described as minimal compared to increased severity of pain with hyperextension, 7 over 10. Lung sclerosis, ossification, percussion, heart rate, rhythm, without murmurs of gallop, asthma, soft, without again, maybe tenderness, back. Three to four plus tenderness, so lower back, L3 to S1, with slight paralumbar tenderness, unable to flexion or straight leg raising without increasing severity of low back pain. No evidence of radiation or sciatica. Skin within normal limits, extremities otherwise within normal limits, neuropsychiatric normal other than as above, present as above, without evidence of neurological abnormalities. Lab and X-ray, CMRI reports with showing extensive disc disease, or cervical spine, 4, 5, 5, 6, and 6, 7, as well as lower lumbar spine involving levels L3, 4, 4, 5, and 5, S1, with diffuse disc injuries, Raymond compression, and central stenosis. See report for more detailed information. Compression. Follow up MVA. With neck and back injury, with diffuse disc injury at multiple levels, unresponsive to physical therapy, patient's medications refilled, to take Robaxin 500 milligrams at bedtime to help with sleep, to continue gabapentin 300 milligrams twice a day with limited ambulation, referral to orthopedist to be seen in the near future, and can be arranged, advised to follow up in 2 to 4 weeks, 4 weeks if able to see orthopedist and showing some improvement, 2 weeks if not able to see orthopedist and continued discomfort. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.